You stress the importance of learning the correct nusach. Where should a lay person go who wants to learn to do that?
Today is the easiest thing to do. You can get it, I believe, online. If you call our office at YU, at the Bell School of Jewish Music, we have tapes, we have everything. Yes, sir.
Could you give us your opinion, halachically and practically, about the repetition of words during tefillah? When I grew up, every baal tefillah, let alone every chazan, and even today many chazanim, repeat words as part of the compositions that are prepared and they sing, and yet in many of the shuls, at least locally, not allowed to repeat one word. So what is your opinion on that, please?
Thank you. I knew it was going to come. I was going to touch on it, but then I decided to leave it alone because I already pushed so much material. But thank you for asking. I don't repeat words because I want to repeat words, because I feel like doing it. I do repeat words when I want to stress something, and when I build an ecstasy in the music. And sometimes, you know, you have music motifs and motifs develop, and you may not necessarily have enough words in order to fit into the music, so you repeat the word. I am aware of all the shilas and tshuvas. I am aware of everything else. We all know about it. Two things I'll tell you. Number one, I say to many of the rabbonim, and everybody knows that I'm mokir the rabbonim. Any rov, I love rov, and I love to learn, and it goes without saying. But I always say, tell me, please, one thing. Is everything in terms of Yiddishkeit okay in the community? Is everybody Shemesh Shabbos? Everybody is Kashrus? Is everybody Taras Mishpoche? Is everybody, everything is okay? The Chinuch is 100% all right? Are you not Poresh Natsibur by starting this Shtibur or this Shtibur? That you have to worry, punkt, on repetition of words. Even if they are Tshuvas. If you have an answer that everything is okay, then I will argue with you about the repetition of words. But until then, I don't think that you have the right to start criticizing, because it's a tefillah. We don't do it because we want just to stupidly to repeat words, but there is always a reason to it. There is a Mishnayos called Yachinu Uboaz. There is an edition called of Mishnayos called Yachinu Uboaz. And you know the famous Mishnah, at kan yagia kan tzipor lefanecha, the issue of shiluach hakan, that we let the mothers separate from the babies, the birds. And right after that, he says, haomer moedim, moedim, meshatkim oto. If somebody says modim, modim, in the repetition of the Amidah, we silence him. Why do we silence him? Mishum chashash lishtei rashuyos. Because there is a fear that chas v'sholem, that man talks about two instances of two gods, that we believe in two gods, which of course is ridiculous. But there is a chashash. In addition, I don't repeat word, by the way, when we say broche. The whole broche, never. But in the tefillah, yes, but not in the broche. Can you say baruch, baruch ata Hashem, baruch ata Hashem? Just unacceptable. But in that Yachin and Boaz, Moedim, Moedim, Meshatkim Oto. Moedim is a sort of a broche also, but it's not exactly a broche. At the bottom, there is a perush called Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael, and that if you look at it, Tiferes Yisrael says, Aval letzorech shira, but for the sake of singing, mutar. It's allowed. So for me, the Tiferes Yisrael is good enough for an authority that I can rely on. I want to tell you a story. Since we talk about anecdotes, I'll take another minute. I was invited to daven as a guest chazan in Zurich, in Switzerland, not in the in the Religiongesellschaft. This is the Frum Schul, which is equivalent to Kahal Hadas Yeshurun, to Breuer's Kehila in Washington Heights. So I arrived in Zurich, and I went to see the Rav, Rav Levy. I knew him still from England when he was in Leeds. I think he was in Leeds. David, you're not sure. He was in Leeds. I remember him from Leeds, from my days in England. And I said, okay, what are you, give me your conditions, what yes, what no. He says, no repetition of words. I said, is there any place where you are not so makpid about repetition of words? He says, well, otzos ha-sefer and achnos ha-sefer. Taking out the Torah and bringing it in, it's not part of the tefillah, it's not chazor ha-sashat, it's not shachris, it's not the birchos before Shema, broches before Shema, broches after Shema. I said, is it okay? He says, b'diavad, yes. No, perhaps not mi milchatchila, but b'diavad, okay. He said, for me, b'diavad is milchatchila. I said it to him right away. For me, the b'diavad is milchatchila. Okay, so what I did, I davened nicely. Kedusha and this, I did not repeat words. But when it came to Ein Kamocha on Shabbos morning, I started on improvising. How many chazonim improvise on Ein Kamocha v'Elohim, Hashem, v'Ein Kemaaseh, then Ava Rachamim, and then after Shema Yisrael, the other Ava Rachamim, U'Yirachem HaMamusim, and then in Chazor HaSashat, Mizmor LeDovid, I did, first of all, V'chol Mi She'oskim Betzorchei Tzibur, there the Yekes don't say Ava Rachamim, they only say it twice a year. So no Ava Rachamim, but then I well, there is an Ava Rachamim, but not in the davening for them. And then Mizmor LeDovid Avul Hashem Bnei Eilim, I started making chazones, really interpretation of the text that I couldn't. I wish it would have been recorded because I've never done it since, never done it before, and never done it. And then Uvigu Vnucha Yomar. By then I did already my job. I earned my few Swiss francs that were offered to me. So there is a variety of opinions. Today we live in a time of chumras. So, and the chumras sometimes are logical, sometimes are not. Sometimes are based on something, sometimes they are baseless. And so I have no problem with it, but I have to respect if there is a minhag in the shul. I don't like to argue contrary a little bit to what my colleague said. I'm not going to argue, I'm a guest there. Why should I fight with them? I show them what it is, but, so okay. Well, I do the chazones, all I need is to use my diaphragm much more so that I have longer phrases with more words on the same kind of music so that I don't break in the middle of the word. And by then I fulfill the chazones side of it, the nusach side of it, and no repetition side of it. You wanted, yes, one more. Okay, I'll come to you. Please. Doctor.
There is a concept of Malim Bekodesh, and there are, I've heard that it's a good thing to take a tune that fits, you're saying that fits the tone and the concept and the words of what's going behind the Chadodi and wherever else, and bring something that wasn't designed for it, but bring it into it and express it that way. How do you feel about that? Because you said only tunes that were composed specifically for that should be used.
No, I also said that if there is a melody, that as long as it was done b'kedusha over tahara, then I qualified it a little bit. And I said, if somebody composed Hasidish Rebbe, for example, talk the Hasidish Rebbe who are so musical. I mean, sometimes I was stunned with the bob of a Rebbe, Alav HaSholem, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodosh Livroch Rebbe Shloimeh, whom I was very close to, very close to. He composed an Av Rachamim, Heitiv Avir Tzoyncha Eszion, which stunned me how a man who knew no music could compose such things. So he composed. So if you take a melody from somewhere else, from the tefillah, which exists already, and adopt it to another tefillah, that's no problem. I said it clearly. I have no problem with that. I have a problem that when they sing Erev Shel Shoshanim in the davening, if it wouldn't be Kedusha, I would just walk out. But the Kedusha, I cannot walk. Yes, sir.
So in davening, there's a beautiful part, V'chulam Potkim at PM, B'Kedusha V'tar. And if you were to sing it in English, the melodies that I hear it sounds, in other words, it doesn't go. Could you please sing or show? Well, in other words, Bechulam Pokim et Pim. I hear it's being sung flat. There's almost no melody. It's just something that's just sung as one line and so what would be a way that you would sing Bechulam Pokim et Pim?
You know, are you talking about say Shabbos morning or weekday?
Yeah, Shabbos morning.
Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, Bechulam Potrim. Funny that you asked that question, because Bechulam Potrim et Piyem B'Kdusha V'Torah B'Shira U'V'Zimra. Most people whom I heard, Bechulam Potrim et Piyem B'Kdusha V'Torah B'Shira U'V'Zimra, Rachim Shavrim Avarim Aritzim U'Magdishim U'Mamlichim. And then, Eshem, I have a melody that my shul sings, that I've taught them. Eshem akel ha-melech ha-gadol ha-gibor ve-hanoira kadosh u-ta-da-da-di-da-da-da. But in the traditional musical nusach of V'chulam poschim espiyem b'kdusha v'torah, there is a school of thought that says that you start not da 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 da, we call it the Phrygish scale. Just remember the word da 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 da, that's the Hijaz, the Havanagila, same motif. They start in a major, and they start Kulam Ahovim, Kulam Giborim, Kulam Berorim, Kulam Giborim. וכולם עושים אמר ויירא רצון כהנם. Very elegant, which is no such. וכולם עושים אמר מקדושה ותורה. Then we go into the different scale. You start in a major, and then you go, that is Nusa. There is another one that וכולם פוסחים. וכולם, also in a major, but in a different position. I don't want to be too technical. וכולם פוסחים את פיהם. פוסחים את פיהם. Big. וכולם, open their mouth. וכולם, excuse me. וכולם פוסחים את פיהם. בקדושה ובתורה. ושירה ובזמרה. ומברכים ומשבחים ומפוארים ומריצים ומקדישים וממליכים. It always goes back, ta-da-da-dam, but בכולם פוסחים אספיהם. You start in grandiose, and that makes the davening interesting. It makes it exciting. And it's spiritual. We create kavana, and that's really the essence of the whole of tefillah. Thank you very much.